Rishus Horim. Well, we hold it by Simon Reishvav, Sif Hei. The two chalakim by the Sugya and Sif Hei. The first chalak is when they make a bracha, the food is supposed to be in front of you, and the chadchili is supposed to hold it, and hold it in your right hand. If it's not in front of you, says the Mechaber, you need a bracha acheres. Another bracha. There are two akimtas in the Mishnah Berurah discussing when it's not mamish in front of you. One, when it's inside a box, it's not in front of you. You're being down with the Yevet from the Eli Rabba, the Maisi, you argue it. So, again, he says, not like a mechila, he's supposed to be holding it in your right hand. A bayam inside the sugi of Hefzik and holding it. In a second case, where it's in another room, you're being down the Taz in the end of the Simon, it says, maybe you have a bayam inside the sugi of Lake Plug, and the Amas of Maim is coming to you, Marsh Enkin, they're going to a different room. And therefore, even though we have a Heta or Biyodoi that comes to you, maybe a different room is different. Over there, he adds off mitzadet from the people going to be maker. We do not say the sugya of light plug. That means even if you know 100% is in the refrigerator, and you're sitting in a different room, and you notice you checked 2 minutes ago, to go to make a bracha here and then get it from the refrigerator, that's mitzadet to be maker. Fine, that's the first half. The second half is now once we already made the bracha and schal upon something. You made a bracha by your eight was in your hand, your right hand. You made a bracha and you ate it. Now the question is, what's being mamshech? What's the greiro or nigro after the bracha where you eat right now? To understand the sugya, you have to first look up the sugya in Yerodeo, in Simon Yotes, the sugya of Shechito. Over there, the Torah brings down three different rishonim. That means Mag Avraham, the Beis Yosef is coming from the sugya over there, the Marach. It comes out, there are three shitas. What happens over there when you have an animal, you do Shechito to a behemo, and then comes along and being another behemo, says the Rosh, even the same min, you have to make another bracha. It's the same min. You have one of this bema and another bema, you have to make another bracha. The kolboy brings the maram and says the same thing negate to Paris. That's one shito. A second shito, the Torah brings down the bala iter. It says when you have a behemoth and you bring another behemoth, it's the same exact min. The loch is you do not need another bracha. Masha enkein says the bala iter, you have a behemoth, and then you bring an oif. You bring a chayo. A behemoth and a chayo are two different things. Says the Baal Itta min Acher, you need to make a second bracha. That Mice the Torah says, Rosh disagrees clearly. Come along, the Torah brings down a third shita among the Rishonim, the smack. He comes along and says that a person is doing a shita, his example is Eifis. He did not finish doing a shita on the birds. And he brought other birds who were still Asik on these birds over here. Come along, the smack, it says, you never stopped. You be Mamshech and take on these new birds without a bracha. On this, again come along the Torah and says the Rosh disagrees. Did not bring down this concept over here. The Beis Yosef says the Rosh does not disagree. This machlokes in the Das the Rosh. What's a loch when you're Isik? And then he brought the second min over here. That means it comes along the feet of the Torah. There are three sheets over here. There's a Torah, goes like his father Rosh. There's a sheet over here of the Baal Itter and then the Smak. The Torah says you always have to make another bracha. The Baal Itter says Isim min, you will not have to make another bracha. And the smack says, depending if you're still in your Isaac and you brought the second min over here. Now, that's negar to Shechito. Come along over here, the documentation says, Ruhua din kan. Says in Mogavram, that means it's the same sugyo, Paris like the sugyo of Shechito. If that's so, it will come out. According to the Rosh, it should be, if someone makes a bracha on an apple, then has another apple afterwards, he'll have to make another bracha. That Lamaisa the Kolboy says to the Maram. According to the Baal Itter, if you make a bracha on an apple, you bring another apple, you will not have to make another bracha. You bring an orange, you will have to make another bracha. And according to the smack, if a person has a case over here of bringing an apple, and while he's eating an apple, he brought other oranges or other apples, you will not have to make another bracha. That should be the same sugya over here. Now, to be clear, what we're discussing over here is there's a sugya of das and a sugya of stam das. Over here, we're discussing stam das. That means this form will get involved with one simulifying test. Now, we come home, let's say, for supper, or we come to eat, or we have certain times to eat, let's say, even late at night, 11 o'clock at night. Now, once you start eating, we plan to eat whatever's around. Over here, the case where I don't plan to eat whatever's around. Here's the case, I come home for Chanukah. Halacha is 4:50, I come home 4 o'clock. Usually, during Seder, you plan to have one thing, and that's it. You don't plan to be Mamshech. That's not the nature of a person. You pick up an apple, you have an apple, make a bracha by your eights, you finished. Should I have another apple? An orange? It's not a case where you come home for supper and once you start eating, you know, that's there to eat everything. The situation is when you went for a snack And the standard way of having a snack is usually to stop. It's not your plan to stop. It's not your plan to eat. It's tamdas. In tamdas, by shechita and by peris, that's the machlokes over here. Once we have this sugya by shechita, and we're comparing it to peris, in fact, the Beis Yosef, the Shach, the Mor Avraham, the Chor, series over here of the Torah, also the series of the Mechaber. First, the gate of the Torah in the Hilchos Shechita, was he come out loch l'maisa? He said a person does shechita on a behemo, and then he brings other behemos. Even a case of mina rishon, the halacha you have to make another bracha. Passing like his father, the Rosh. Very simple over here. Negate to Paris, we learned over here, how's he paskin? He says, but mina rishon, you have an apple, another apple, you do not have to make a bracha. Only an orange, you have to make another bracha. If it's a toast sugil, like the Dr. Moshe says, the baya over here. So there are two ways of answering. Either the way how the Beis Yosef that's brought down from the Taz and Shach, are they want to answer? No, the Paris are different. It's not mamash the same sugyo. By Paris, it's different. It's more of a kvias and shchita. Once a person gets involved with eating, people get going. They have a little bit. Their palate is wet. They have a time over here. They keep going. Shchita is a tircho. Once you go, you stop. Because it's not the nature to be mamshich and things over here. Therefore, when you get to Paris, since once you get involved, you be mamshich. Therefore, when you make a bracha over here on the apple, you be mamshich, eat another apple. Mashiach in shchita, you make a shchita on the behemo. You will not be mamshich another behemo. One malach be yosef, thousand shach. Maisa Mor Avraham said that it's doichek, he disagrees. He wants to say a chiddush pshat in the mechaber, which Shmuel disagrees. At least in the Torah, he wants to say that the case over here in the Torah is that he had das over here. Betzim is the same exact sugyo. Over here and over there, the same malachas. But over here, the reason why you make a bracha and not a second bracha when you bring the apple afterwards, because you have das and all apples are come. That's the gate to the Torah over here. The gate to the Mechaber is in the same stereo, but even worse. The Mechaber in the Yerdei, in Simon Yutes, in Sivov, he says when you did a shechita on the behemo and then you have another behemo afterwards, you have to make another bracha. Mashiach over here, even a min acher, you won't have to make a bracha. You have an apple. And then you bring an orange, even a min acher. That means the Torah says a min acher, you don't have to make a bracha. You have a stiro. The Mechaber says over here, even a min acher, you won't have to make a bracha. What's even worse over here? So they point out, l'chor l'fi, the Beis Yosef, and the Taz and Shach, that Paris, the Zekvius is different. So fine, Zekvius and Paris. Once you have apples, you got apples. You have apples, you got oranges. Same thing, same mistake over here. Same Teres can give. According to the Mor Avraham, he says very clearly, the Pshat of the Mechaber is, you had Das over here. You have Das, whether it's Paris, or the same Min, or Kein Oysa Min, won't make any difference. Again, they point out that what Pshat, either Amos says to have Das, says the Mor Avraham, the Amos explaining the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, the Amos coming to argue the Mechaber. That means an argument, what is the Kimto of the Mechaber? Now, once we have the Mechaber according to the Mor Avraham, saying the case over here is Das, there's a question. It wasn't loud enough?
What?
Wasn't loud enough?
Okay. I can't hear.
So, on the situation, according to the Amar, the case over here is a situation of Das. So, you have a question that you look up Hilchos Shechita and see if we're discussing when you have one behemo, and then you bring another behemo. The Mechaber is involved discussing a lot about making another bracha. It says you have to. It says Zayin to bring down the smak shito and says when you're isik, but isim min, you not have to make another bracha. No one argues on that. Over here, the Mechaber left out, you're eating an apple, you're still being isik in an apple, and bring other apples and oranges. He left it out. What happened here? So I point out, it really depends what's the kim to the Mechaber. If you go like the Taz and Shach, and look at the Beis Yosef, that by Kvias of Paris, is better than a lot of cases. And whether it's oyster minimum and achi, you make a bracha. Fine, so you don't have to say the case of the smack. Even not the case of the smack, you won't have to make another bracha. The chayot, Mor Avraham says, what's the kim to the Mechaber? The same exact sugya. Over here, the case is when you have das. If so, he left out the smack shita when you oisik with it. In fact, the Mor Avraham upon himself, I'm missing a sugya over here. I'm missing the kim to when oisik, the loch should be, that I be mamshech, and still not make a bracha in this situation, even though I have no das over here. Directly, Mor Avraham, I'm missing the smak sheet over here. So come along, Mor Avraham gives two tirotzim. Either wants to say, punk vakert, the kvias of shchito is better than the kvias of Paris. And therefore, when you're oisik in the case of shechita, it can be mamshech, mashenke in the case of peris. Now what? Peris, I stop, go, stop, go. Mashenke in the shechita, once I start getting involved in doing heavy work, I have to take a shower anyway. So I might as well just keep doing heavy work. We're going to stop now and be mamshech later on. Once I start, I continue. And therefore, only in the case of shechita, I'll say when I'm oisik in the behemah, I'm still dealing with the behemah, then mamshech can do another behemah. Mashenke in the case of shechita. That's his one yisayit, because he had a kasha l'shita say. Therefore, building upon that, says among Avram, that if, let's say, I know I've kviyas by Paris, Echnami, the lach will be, I would not make another bracha. That means he's building upon himself that kviyas is different. A second way he wants to answer, the shechita is different than Paris. Shechita, when I do shechita, the animal is still in front of me. Just the head's over here, the animal's over here. When you eat the apple, what happens? There's nothing left. When you eat the orange, nothing's left. Therefore, the case of shechita is always the animals in front of me, different than the case of Paris over here. The Maaseh comes out, the maskona of the Maharam seems to be that the said over here, first of all, das helps. That's the kimtum mechava that das helps. If you have no das, echnami, you need a bracha cheres. When it's oisimin, when it's minacheres, you need another bracha. However, he says in a situation when you have no das, what's lefonov? Or a situation when you're oisik in this pre and still you brought another pre over here, that he has machloikis, and it sounds like the klal should be suffer brachas lahakol. Have his moisif another point over here, then a case of when it's min achel gamri, is a case of fish and beer, then that situation, the mice you did not make, everyone agrees you have to make another bracha. That means he makes four stages over here, the magavram, das, you not make another bracha? No das, you wouldn't make another bracha? However, the fun of an isik is machloikis, Sabach's lahakol, and minach legami is a totally different ballgame. We'll get to that, I think. Now, the maskon of the Taz, he gets involved, Sai over here, and Sai in Yerodeo. At least my vana of the Taz over here, Yishlonu in the Shai Tzion, is that the Mechaba came along and says, the loch is, whether it's Oisiminu minachar, the loch is you want us to make another bracha. He comes along and disagrees and says, the loch over here is, whether that min or other min, the mice you have to make a bracha. The same sugya like the sugya of shechita over here. I have arrived in the sugya pas, although from answer pas is different, sugya tefillos over here. And therefore he paskins that again, whether this min or another min, the mice a person that has to make a bracha. So it comes out on the page before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, there are three shitas over here. The Tor, the Mechaber, and the Taz of Avram. The Torah comes along and says, "Is machalk with oisimin, not oisimin." By case of Paris, oisimin the loch is a person would not make a bracha. Another min you wouldn't make a bracha. The mechaba says, even doing with oisimin, an apple to an orange, the ma'aser you would not make a bracha. Now, according to the Magavrov, that means bedas, but Bikkur Achorim says without bedas. That means come to argue the mechaber on the Torah. That's the second shito. Third shito, the Taz and the Magavrov, they say that if we have stam das. The mice, you'll even have to make a bracha over here. You have to make a bracha in Samdas, unless the case of Kriya Beperis, unless the Munach Mofonov, unless you're Isaac with this min, and you put another min over here. But the mice, the loch is, you have to make another bracha. Therefore, there are more ends off, according to the Beis Yosef, what he writes in Yerodeo, Lizor lechatchila to have das. Lizor lechatchila. That means you come along again before you get to Mishpul, what how he paskins. We have a Tazim Ogaram that says to make a bracha on everything. And therefore, like a tchilu, should be choshish for the different shitas over here. And the chayotim ma'is a pasuk, like the chayotim and the taz. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah. Api, the malach of the grass over here. Moshe passes this way. Once the Mishnah Berurah went this way, Gedakri, the malachim went like the Mishnah Berurah. And they point out, Mishnah Berurah himself says, the Magavam is a daichik. The Roshonim is a machloikis. He makes Cain a pshar over here. And Gedakri goes to the klal sovel brachos la'akol. And therefore, he wants to make a little numis akimtis over here. According to Mishnah Berurah, he has three dargas, three levels over here. He has a situation with Isa min mamish, he has a level of doimel Isa min, and he has a level of min achis lagamri. Min achis lagamri. That means Isa min mamish is very simple, an apple to an apple. Doimel Isa min is an apple to an orange. Min achis lagamri, the words of the Magen Avraham, is fish to beer. We're going to get involved with what it means exactly. What's the case of avocado to an apple? We'll get involved in cases, but first, the simple case is fish to beer. Mishabuah makes each one darker lower than the other one. He comes down in the case of an apple to an apple, or pasuk like the Torah. The loch over here is, you will not make another bracha. That means against the maram, against the kolboy, you will not make another bracha. Masha enkin, an apple to an orange, a second level, is doimun to oisimin. He says, in that situation, the maaser, you would make another bracha, unless you're asik in it, you have an apple, and you're still not eating it, and you brought an orange. That means a dargaloa, he said, to make another bracha, unless you brought something over here. Now, that's when he's oisik. Now he has a third level over here, of min achila gamri. Now, by min achila gamri, in the case of fish to beer, or vice versa, in that situation, would it work in such a case when a person being oisik in the mamish? I mean, I'm eating fish, I did not finish the fish yet, and I brought beer. So you read the Mishabuah slowly, it's called Chavalev, the Magavram, the Maaseh does not work in that case. So you come down all three levels over here, we'll have a dagger lower. That means if you're oisik, if it's that oisimin mamish, don't make a bracha. It's ke'ein oisimin, it'll make another bracha unless you're oisik in it still. Which min achel gamma, even oisik, the Maaseh will not work. That means you're eating the fish, stam das, you brought beer afterwards to be mosik the fish, what that means I'm not sure. Or the fish be mosik the beer over here. In that situation over here, come along, you'll still have to make another bracha even though you're being oisik. Now, just the definition of being oisik, they point out I'm oisik in an apple and being an orange over here. The loch is, we paskin, ke'ein oisik min, the loch is you won't make another bracha. What happens if I have an apple, I'm not eating it, and the orange is over there? Is that enough to have to bring it in front of the person? So Reb Shlomo Zalman brought down the Zeis of Bracha. It's not that I have to bring it in front of you. Milk eating the apple, after that will be put in my mind, I can stop for a second and go, I have dash to the orange over here. You say this, not that has to be here, but I have to have dash to milk eating. That's the kimt over here. I stop for a second, I have dash to be mamshach before the last bite. That's nichol and get of oisik v'oisimin. So again, so we are very clear, we level according to the Mishnah Berurah, oisimin, you make a bracha. Doimik to oisimin, you would make a bracha. Sorry, oisimin, you don't make a bracha. Ke'ein oisimin, the loch is, you do make a bracha, less than being oisik. And min achal gamri, you always make a bracha.
What you're supposed to
be
in the Hashem, what you're
going to
eat? You make a bracha.
No, I guess there's what to be chalon, and there's what to be mamshachon. No. This is sugar grero, a separate sugar grero. Now, what defines min achal gamri? So it's not clear the Magavram. We look up the Graz, the Machzor Shekel explains the Magavram. They first say the chilik is whether it's oichel to oichel or oichel to shtiyah. That's simple. Drinks have nothing to do with eating. One b'tzad sugya mozoin, one b'tzad make it easier on the body, the palate, not b'tzad sugya mozoin. And therefore, shtiyah to achila, that's two different meaning. Another thing that is b'tzad sugya to b'liyashiv is any other getter. It says even by the cases that are food, but if their matara of the food is to be two different things, one's mazon or one's dessert. The example: chocolate and fish. Fish is for mazon, chocolate is for kinoach. Another example: it says is chicken and ice cream. They have nothing to do with each other. It says Masha Inkin, you have a case of meat and eggs, a case of fish and chicken. They're all the same matara. That's kein oisimin. Now I can't get involved in certain cases. What's a carrot and a banana? Is that dessert and mazon? Is that both? Mazon, both dessert. Well, in certain cases, start clearing what's avocado and apple. In certain cases, you can't clear what it is exactly. But the aside over here, is there a solid to liquid? Or the cases where they clearly have two different mataras, like ice cream and fish, has nothing to do with each other. Again, a comment on that case, the loch will be that if you have stam das, you'll always have to make another brach over here.
Soup to chicken?
It's liquid to salad. The way how the chorim sound like should be two different things. Sounds that way. Usually, yeah, I think so. Now, come along the Mishbun, being in the Magavram, a sigla of Kfiyah Paris. The idea of Kfiyah over here, they point out again, Magavram Lushitosri has the Mahalcha being Kfiyah Paris. And therefore, when you have an apple, the loch is to make a bracha on another apple. No, because Maisa, there is, you're being Kfiyah for it. What about an apple to an orange? So it's not clear in the Magen Avraham what the loch is. Is that nechel get a kviyas or not? The Sharitzim points out Magvom is not clear, but the Chayodim come along and says that that will be the same thing as get a kviyas, and if you would not make another bracha. Now you have to realize, to be clear, that there are really two sugyas over here: the sugya of das, the sugya of grero. What is the sugya of kviyah beperis? The sugya of das or sugya of grero? What's the nafkamino? Min achel gamri. If it's sugya of das, I have mind for everything, fish and beer, cider. If it's sugya of grero, the grero only works ke'in oisimin, apples to oranges, meat to fish. So what's the sugya of kviyas over here? I point out, you read the Mishnah slowly, it's saying it's midin grit. Grayer means it's being mamshech. After you ate an apple, you made rachel bar pri eitz, and now it's being attached to the apple over here. It's not the bracha is chal on that, it's chal on the apple, and the orange being attached to the apple, like electricity, kainze, being grayer afterwards. So, we have a case over here that we have a kviyas and peris. Was mitzvah the sugya of greiro or the sugya of kavana? So come along, the mishabuah is clear mitzvah the sugya of greiro. If it's greiro, the kviyas and peris would not work for a drink. Because over here, once the kviyas is working mitzvah the idea of greiro. Greiro is either that min or kein oisim min over here. Now, halacha ma'aseh is very clear. The Taz, Magavram, and everything. Not about what we should go do over here. But Shmuel said, wash of das and everything. He points out very clearly. It's machloikis. Machavram says it doesn't work. Taz says it doesn't work. Maral, Kolboy. They come along and they say it mice does not work, even for Oisimin Mamish. And therefore, look at Chilubi Choshish. The only reason why we make on Oisimin, or Kain Oisimin, or Kudam, and Divin Tsurim, it says Subbach Slahakal. Subbach Slahakal means a vile look at Chilubi. We should not go do it that way. It comes out and you get to stam das. Again, you have to realize there are two levels over here. Stam, when you go to eat in general at a set time, that means you have das and everything. But stam das, the chachilus, you have das, whatever comes in front of us. Now, a nafkamina, how far to take the aside? They were saying we have one nafkamina, whether it's greiro or das. We're saying one nafkamina, to be clear, has been achel gamri. A very important second nafkamina, which we have to get to simon reshid aleph, is that if it's not the sugya of greiro, something that's more choshev, we do not say greiro. For example, a person eats an apple, bar priates. You're being zanovim, grapes, zayminim. You're being oisik right now. Do you have to make another bracha on the grapes? So the Ramon, Reshid Aleph, brings down the Rash Bashito, that greiro only works on something that's not as choshev as the thing itself. If the thing itself is more choshev, greiro might not work. You have rice. Afterwards, you bring out cake. Rice is mezonos. Cake is a nichel geder pas. If you hold nichel geder of minacher, ke'ein minacher, even though both are mazon, mitzvah the sugya of greiro, the mice will not work. You have to make a case of bracha on cake over here. In the case of stam das, person has chicken. You bring out meat. Even though it's ke'ein oisim min, you're asik. Still, the sugya of greiro will not work. Now, I mean, you have to realize that the sugya of greiro over here has two very basic limitations, worse than das. Why das is better? That means Amos says do das. I'll take involved the machlokes apoyskim, number one. Number two will help for the case of even minacheres. And number three will help for the case of chshivas over here. This is very important. A person has das. Now, what you're saying is very important to have das. What defines das? When do you have to have das? When's the latest moment? What's the earliest moment? Person picks up an apple and says, I'm going to dust everything in posture that works. But he has a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Pri. Oh yeah, dust and everything. Or let's say Baruch Pri eats, and Toch Dei Dibur has dust and everything. Toch Dei Dibur, the Maisa works. So if it's a bracha, it's a question to Abliyashu, it says, the Maisa, no. Once you made the bracha, that's it, you're finished. And Toch Dei Dibur does not work. And Nevin Tzal says, why Toch Dei Dibur, the Maisa works in all brachas? And therefore, it should work in the case over here, negate the sugya of das also. So, this is shalah. How far, when do you need the das? Is the latest moment? Is the latest moment 2-3 seconds after the bracha? Or the latest moment is middle of the bracha? One shalah. Fine, but usually the question could have das beforehand. So, shalah is right now. You're sitting right over here, right now. What could be most of my dog for the rest of my life, anytime I make a bracha, it's going to be chal and everything. My das right now. But everyone should make a clap. every or once a year, every Rosh Hashanah, you moist my dog. When you make say Kol Nidre over here, that das and everything, take him all the bayas, so you have greira, it's only chalang das, even minacheret, even the thing that's more choshev, no problem over here. Can't be moist my dog. Wake up in my kinnah once a year. Wake up in the morning. You say Vatzlech Kamoicha, right? You say we say Hashem's name. I don't call Hoya Hoya V'Yira. I'll put Chach over here, and also Chanukah. Mamash got the shell this morning. Guy wants to know on his neiris, on his silos, and his shemen. He moist my dog for the rest of his life. And tonight that's not chal, and therefore all the leftover shemen over here is gonna be. He doesn't have to burn after Chanukah. What? Can you be moist my dog right now? So it's interesting. There's Rav Scheinberg and Siv Vav. Over there discussing a situation when you pick up the apple falls. The loch is, according to Mechabi, you have to make another bracha on the different apple over here. You lose the apple. On that, Rav Shamuk says, Mois Madon Lamaisa works. I'm being Mois Madon, everything in front of me, Lav Davko, it's in my hand, Lamaisa works. But that's the case where the bracha is chal. Here's a sugya of not bracha chal, being Mois Madon, and that's for everything. Yish London is the same sugya not. What? On Sifov, and I pick up an apple, and what happened? And then I see it's wormy, and I have all the apples in front of me. The Mechaber says you have to make another bracha. On that, he says Moist Mado works. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have das, everything in front of me. Maisa, it doesn't say it over here. Over here, the Maisa, the Is Avin Yisrael, Dain Fisher, and the bracha, and the Chor doesn't work. They wrote to Mechaber Knievsky and said the Chor does work. Fine, not sure. The Svartim Mechalik, why is there certain things it does work, sometimes doesn't work? Why by Maish my dog, by Nidorim, it does work? By Chanukah and Maish, I think it does work. Mashiach and Ophel Maish, it won't work. So the Pesach Halacha, by force, he has a letter. He writes that Yishal Chalik, what's a Koyachim be Maish my dog? Maish my dog is when you want to make some Chalosi going to happen, to make it not happen, the Neder, to make an act of Shalili not to happen, that could be Maish my dog. Mashenkin over here to have a positive act to create a das that's not here right now. To moist my dog to make something positive, you give me moist my dog. Moist my dog can stop something from happening. Making a shev al taisa. Make kumva say yesh lo zna harbe. And the statements of Paiskim, no one seems to give this eitzel over here. Sounds like the maestro wouldn't work. It'll be a great eitzel.
Like,
what?
The Shem Hashem.
The Shem Hashem? Why the Bachacha says that? The maestro? Don't know. Fine, but that's so. Comes that lechura when a person eats lechatchila, person should have das over here. Now, what defines das? So first, again, das means we're making the bracha over here. Second, the mishmuah comes along and says das means also anything of the fun of is nichal get of das. Sounds away from Rav Ram, the grass sounds it clearly that way. The fun of anything in front of you is nichal get of das. Therefore, has a kolam that even if more choshev won't be a problem, a sugim min acheres lekami won't be a problem. A third case, the Dakir Moshe over here. And the Magavram brings down a Bein Peretz from the Suga Simon Kofayin test that the Orchim are Nichol Negeder of Das. Be a Dover. When you go to a person's house, you have no idea what's being going to be brought out over here. He brings out a drink for you. You have Das in everything over here. You have Das in everything. Now the Svarim are very clear. What does an Orch mean? So it's brought down in the Svarim of the same Brocha, Esel B'Yashiv. He says a husband in a wife's house is an Orch. But maybe in the oven. Fine. Either inside, that's how she serves. She's in charge of the food over here. Let's tell them, just, you know, who runs the house over here? Come to this farm and say the children in the parents' house, also the Urchim. Come, Yeshua, who's more of Urch to who? The Yeshiva and the Yeshiva, Nichol Neged of Urch. The going to a hotel, Nichol Neged of Urch. And Urch has a Ged of Stamdas. Not Stamdas, Ged of Das, Mamish. David wants to get a Das, you have Das and everything over here. You have no idea what's being brought out. The question now is, what do you mean your get of das by an oruch is? The chakira declare is, my das is whatever my wife's das is, or my das is whatever is going to be brought out. Beer dover, let's say tonight, my wife serves chicken and rice, very nice. She says, oh my gosh, I remember that shul left over from Shabbos, you never had leftover, this would get leftovers. So, shul have to make a bracha on the chulant. Me, my das is following her das. I'm bottled whatever she thinks to be brought out. Well, my das has done everything. Where's the achronim over here? What is the idea of an oirich? An oirich is, I'm being mishuvah to the balabos? No, whatever comes out, comes. So, we'll get to more of Simchuk Vayintes' questions. The Shai Bracha wants to say, it's Machlokes, Tazan Shach. Tazan and Eli Rabbam. Sorry, Tazan and Eli Rabbam. Lamaiso, the Svarim, Zayis HaBracha, Rav Berkowitz boxes it this way. So the loch is, we are stamdas, we go after everything. That means my wife will have to make a bracha. I'm whatever comes to the table, I won't have to make a bracha over here. Take it a step further over here. When I moved into my new apartment, I have shechinim, which I found very interesting, that during the meal on Shabbos, they bring us food. Don't know why, still don't know why, but they do it every week. They bring us food. Main course, they just bring us nice food. Kacha, very nice Israelis over here, bring food. So the first week they brought, and the second week they brought over here. What happens? Do we have to make a bruch on this thing over here? My wife, it's not clear. She has no idea they're coming over here. Give us to get pass maybe is different over here. When they get it to me, can we make a third level over here? My das is everything in the house. But the das of my neighbor to bring something? Well, another case, mamish happened, it's at Chanukah Thursday night, we're having a seep in my house, my mishpacha around. The kid said, it's Chanukah, we have to buy soda from the store across the street. Because it's coming Chanukah, you know, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So we have to get soda. And then start arguing, do we get the cold soda from the freezer, or should we get the one that's warm and get ice cubes over here? I told them, if you want to get it from the freezer, you have to pay for it. Then they said, no, it's not worth it anymore. Fine. So, Lamaisa, it's to my kollet, we will milk a meal over here, can you make a brach with soda? Do I say, stam das, whatever's being brought over here? My wife has no idea what's being brought. My kids run the house over here. Start clank. Who's that? What do we do on the side over here? What bracha do you make over here? My wife makes the bracha. My kids make the bracha. I make the bracha. Well, no, we have das. Whatever comes during the meal. Whatever happens. Whatever comes out of the refrigerator. Whatever comes to my kollel. So Svarim sound like that you can really make it on three levels over here. There's a level of meat to her, meat to the house, and meat beklalius. The Svarim, the Zayis HaBracha goes, it's meat beklalius. Whatever comes. The shachin in the store, that's whatever comes over here. Which again, you can really argue the point. We'll have to get back to Simon Kofi and test what defines the level over here. But if you say it's Mibit Klolius, then there really is no ikkur in the house. I think in my house, Etzem, my wife says everything and my kids say everything because each one will get different things. Could be no, there could be there's no das in the house. Could be because everyone brings things. We have older kids. I have kids who do, right? We have married kids, they do whatever they want. Doesn't sound too good. No, it's a happy home, and everyone has a mind for everybody over here. So it could be no makes a bracha. No, everyone decides to bring the different things over here. Everyone does whatever.
Fine.
But that's the get to sugya of. So come down, we have a side over here, a very important side, halach of das. Like at Chilu, we do the case of das. It saves us from numerous questions over here. Again, we have the machlokes of Tavbach Lahokal, the sugya of Chshivas, the sugya of wanting to apply the idea of Gerer, Oishim and Acheres, and Maestri always have das. In Moshe and Maidol, it sounds like you cannot go do that. But every time we have a snack, then the loch is you should have das and everything. But again, if a person has a meal, we sit down to eat, then usually it's on the das in the house. Also, I think a lot of people at night before they go to sleep, they also snack till the wife catches them. Also, I think it's nichol negedah of having das everything that's inside the house. Yes, daddy. But until the wife catches them, fine. So I think it's nichol negedah of sitting down to eat everything. Stam das means... Yes, mommy. So, but Maisa, otherwise, have a snack, 4 o'clock, that's a sugi over here.
What would you say in the stam das of a wife that she made food... Slowly to bring them out one by one. When she makes a
broth
at the table at the
beginning. No, one by one. It's a whole meal, 2-hour meal. That's the das and everything.
You're saying her stam das, she knows whatever's in the kitchen, even though it's a completely different min.
Yeah. No, that's she plants this broth of shakal is going to be on the fish and the chicken. That's later, two different courses. That's das on that. The broth chal and everything. That's das.
And that's das, even though it was
das. No, that's no. My father is asking, can you have das lafuke not? Can you ask me a brachas? So we paskin, the Mishmur says, the nichol brachas shein tzrichos machlok among the gdolachrenim. If you're a Sephardi, you can do that, but otherwise, my father's been against the Bnei Ashkenaz, and therefore we hold nichol brachas shein tzrichos. Fine.
In
Sif Beis is a chiddush over there when we discuss how do you apply the concept. You sound like only Mitzvah Loch is blocking you. Fine. Adkan that Sif Hey. Sif over here is going back to the first half of Sif Hey. What the brachas chal upon. That means again, Sif Hey, we have two chalakim. What the brachas chal upon. The second half is Sugya of Greira. Sif Vav is going back what the Sugya is chal upon. Now, it's very clear, the Bialocha points out, there are three different sheetahs over here. You have two apples in front of you. You plan to eat both apples. You pick up one apple in your right hand, make a bracha by priyates, and you see it's worming over there. See, it's bugs, you don't want to go eat it over here. What to go do in that case? So, come along the Rishonim that argue this point. Tesis, the Rosh, Ben Yonah, Bialacha wants to say it that way also, not like the Taz. The Torah, they paskin, whenever it's biyodai, is what's hell upon the bracha. Whatever is not biyodai, it's in front of you, is a sugya of greira, and if you want to eat the second thing, you have to make a bracha by priya, eat a second time over here. Therefore, according to the Torah, if you have an apple with worms, try to find some place on the apple there's no worms there, you'll eat it. That's not moist to you.
That's only greira then. We say that also, the Gabbai Talon Mukhashim.
So, well, if you have stamdas, yeah. The same issue, yeah.
So
we'll get the mishwa. We'll
see both apples?
What?
He's planning to eat both apples over here?
No, he is. He planned to eat both apples.
And that's
still nichlan get according to the mechaber. We'll get the mishwa shito. Still nichlan get of greira. According to the mechaber. The second shikin among the Rishonim, the Ben Tam, Maril, they come along and say that whatever you have kavana for is not greira, so give das over here. Therefore, the example, you have a pick up a spoon of soup, your kids are very talented, knock it over, it falls to the floor, you have a whole bowl in front of you. What's the halacha? According to the mechaber, you make a bracha in the bowl of soup. It falls inside the soup, I'm actually not sure what to go do according to the mechaber. Is that now, is it bottle, not bottle? Do you have to make another bracha over here? According to the Bein Tam, no problem. The soup, Maisa, you can keep eating. The bracha is called upon the soup over here. Atzad HaShlishi among the Rishonim, the Raivi, the Benegesh, wrote on the Bialocho, anything that's in front of you on the table, that's Nichon Legedah of Das. Anything on the table, Nichon Legedah of Das. Three different sheets, what is the Gedah of Das, and what is Nichon Legedah of Greater? Is it what's in your hand? If it's what you have Das on, or what's even you have no Das put in front of you? The Maisa, we have a Shalom among what to go do. The Pesach Mil Aval, Mitzadah Klal, a Sofa Brochus Lahokal. But you have to realize that the reason why we're being makel over here is not because we're passing this way, it's that self brachas. Therefore, if you have an etzer to take care and take on all shitas, that means you have the apple in front of you, it's dirty or wormy over here, you should try to get the apple, it's in the end. Because according to the mechaber, you've been missing the brach over here. That means you're not going to pass like the mechaber, but you should try to get the mechaber, obviously, over here. Halach l'maisel, the mechaber paskins, like the Rosh, the Torah, that you have to be what's only in your hand. Meisvada, I'm not sure what they do. The second shita, the Amor Paskins, the locha is whatever you have das on. The Taz, the Graz, and the Kitzer. Atzad HaShlishi, the Meister, Mishibur Paskins, Mitzad HaSugya, the Ma'apit, that whatever is in front of on the Shulchan, suffer brachos lahakol, and therefore not to make a bracha what's in front of you. Therefore, to go through different cases, they speak out. A person has grapes. Mishibur's example. You bring better grapes to the table over here. You have better grapes. Even though the bracha should be on the better grapes, but if you take the other grapes, according to Mechabi, you need to make a bracha on it. We hope, sub-brachos lahakol, do not eat from the second grapes, eat from the first grapes. Make it a little bit more practical. I see people sometimes buy kiddush, they pick up a piece of cake, make a mezainus, that's a better piece of cake, but that has more of cream inside. Put it down, they switch pieces of cake. Don't do that. According to Mechabi, there's no bracha on a piece of cake. But yeah, that's chal, but don't switch it over here. The example that I'm going to speak out is the case of Kiddush. There are two cases of Kiddush. One, the case when you make Kiddush, and it has happened to me and other people, we see the wine is spoiled over here. Or the case it's not wine, Chama Medina, or other cases. Or in the case where it's spilled. The wine is spilled, what do you go do? So, first, negate a case where it's spilled out. Spilled. You made a Kiddush, you chal the Kiddush. It's on Yain, Mikaj Alakais. And what happened? Mamash, your kid comes over and knocks it all over. So come on the place, come and say, you want to drink wine now? Do you make a bracha? It says in the Mechaber, you have to make a bracha. The Shitosai. You write in Nochas Kedishim and Reish Ein Aleph, you have to make another bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kon the Makar Avram, if you had das and everything on the table, even the case of Lefonov, you don't make another bracha. Newest people, what they do is, when they make Kiddush, they plan to have more wine during the meal. Whether mitzad is a question with the bracha achoyna, or stand they enjoy wine. Therefore, we're not to make another bracha. That means, they get the Kiddush if it spills, the mechavish l'shitasai. But the case is, when you make Kiddush, you see spoiled wine, or the mice, it's not a case of wine. So what to go do? Mitzad Kiddush, mitzad bari pir gofen. Come to the poiskim, they speak out, the mitzad Kiddush, the mice, you're not mekadish. Avad, you have to make another kiddush again. Mitzad yain, if you had yain on the table, or das and all wines over here, you make kiddush without bar pir gofen. You make a block of kiddush without bar pir gofen, because you already set a bar pir gofen, as chal upon everything. Therefore, it says the mishmur from Rav Paiskim, that you, mamish, you have wine, a couple of bottles of wine on the table, you pour it into your cup, you drink it, mamish chaymis, not worth to drink at all. The loch is you make kiddush without bar pir gofen. Sorry? We'll go maybe that afterwards. Maisa, come on the shayat seen over there, and it means that Kiveg is mafakfik upon this halacha. They say, make kiddush out bar pir gofen. It's very simple. My kiddush said bar pir gofen, then they say the whole nusach of kiddush, which is nachal. It's 100 words over there. It's a hefsik. We know one word's a hefsik. You have 100 words. How can you tell me make kiddush out bar pir gofen? Maisa Mishbua does not pass like this. The Paiskim do not go like this. They hold it's not a bayah of a hefsik. When you make kiddush Friday night, and then you say the whole time kiddush. And then you're about to drink it, it's chaymitz. So what do you go do? Make kiddush again. You have a hefsik. Where's the agafen on the wine you drink that you have in front of you?
Every time you make agafen, you make the bracha
through. No, because that's what you're supposed to. But here, wait, the words are all, here the words are nothing, zero.
So you're doing it again.
You're doing it again, but where's your, now you do it again, and you can drink the wine. Where's the bracha by pure agafen on the wine that you're drinking? What was two kiddushes ago, you had 100 words in between. So there's a very important yisoid over here that comes out, the Mitzvah Chochma Shlomo Zalman speak out, what I think you're saying, is a person cannot speak after a bracha, unless it's tzarech hasudo. Let's say you think it's tzarech and you made a mistake. Is that a hefsek or not? Example, you made a moitzi and you're supposed to have salt, no salt. You say salt, salt, melech, melech, melech. Fine. The guy says it's in front of you. It's right there. So you're hefsik with a hefsik batois, and therefore you spoke. Do you make another moitzi again? Person says, no, go feed the animals. That's the case of Shulchan Aruch. The guy said the animals or the kids are fed already. Fine. So Maisa, you have a baya over here of hefsik. If you go after the metzias, it was a hefsik. Or go after what you thought over here, your das over here. Says the Shulchan Zalman and Lumos HaChonim go to this mahalach. A hefsik has to be when there's no sheikh the pseudo, when you thought when you knew had no sheikhs. When you thought you were allowed to say it, that's a hefsik betois, it's not nichol to get a hefsik. I'm making a kiddush over here, and I thought of doing the correct thing over here. End up being the chaymit, I make kiddush a second time. That's not nichol the sugya of hefsik. A classic nafkamina, Shlomo Zalman speaks out numerous forum, is negeta lel yontif, when your wife makes a locus neiris on the neiris, she makes two brachas. She says shachianu. The shal among the chaynim, by kiddush, is she allowed to say amen to your shachianu? Maybe it's a hefsik. She already said Shechianu, said Amen to your Shechianu. How could she drink from the Kaishal Kiddush? Big Mavuch among the Achoinim. The Moshe says, you'll say Amen. Other one time, you cannot say Amen. The question is, do you tell your wife not to say Amen? What's the Shiloh? To be Machman and not say Amen, let's be realistic. She's going to say Amen because that's the nature of people. So now it's a Hefsik. But you don't tell her not to say Amen, she thinks she's supposed to say Amen. So whether she's supposed to, Mitzad Moshe, 100%. Even if she thinks she's supposed to, not supposed to, not necessarily to give hefsek. So I'll be svarish boy, it's better not to tell her this chumra over here, because either way it won't be hefsek. You can drink from the wine, based upon this mishibu and again the case of kiddush. Fine. So again, so this is the first half of sifav over here, the sugya of nichel, the yisod over here of das. When a person, when he picks it up, what's nichel on the bracha? We have three different shitas. The locha mishbu is choshev all three al sabbox local. Not only what's in your hand, not only what's in front of you, well, not only what's bedas, even what's in front of you. It's all nichol together with the bracha is chal upon. The mechaber ends off at the end of the simon. Let's say a case where the bracha is not chal, either according to the mechaber when it fell from your hand, or according to the ramah when you have no das, or according to the mishnah brua when it's not in front of you. What's the eitz to go do? When you say a bracha, you say baruch shem kavoy malchusay le'lam va'ed. Or if you say Baruch Atah Hashem and you realize the mistake, you say Lamdeinu Chukecho. Now, Kamal Gemishibu, and he says, gets involved with, when should we give this Eitzah, when not to say this Eitzah? He has two Kemtos to make it maybe other cases. They point out, is this Eitzah, a Baruch Shem, is it being Mesakin the Baruch Levatol or not? Is it being Mesakin it? A good Tikkun? Well, no, it's a nice thing to do, and it makes things better, but it's not a full tikkun.
You should
write. All right, very good. So first, the case of Mishabu over here being down, he has a case where you made a bracha on water, all of a sudden you find out there's a mace b'shchuna. There's a mace in the house, and you're building around you. So first, the halacha is that when a person has water inside the house and there's a mace inside the building, he's supposed to spill out the water. Two different reasons. One, b'tzad halach in the Yodei, sim tof beis sif yud beis. To tell a person that someone passed away, the Gemara Pesachim daf yoyimi, is moitzi dibo huksil. You can't say that someone passed away. The Gemara says you cannot say that someone lost money in the market. Saying over bad information. Moitzi dibo huksil. How far to take that idea, can't say over bad information? Big Shiloh can say something that Trump lost. Can say that this sports team lost. He says some people have very bad information. Suck like how far to take this side over here. Yesh lotin. Therefore, come along the Rishonim and say the reason why he spilled out water, it's Remiza that there's a mace over here without saying it straight out. Remiza. The question is, if so, how can you tell anyone about a Levaya? You're telling a person someone passed away. How can you do that? You think it's strange, the Locha and the Mechab and Tov Beis if you'd Beis says, do not tell the children that the parents passed away. That's Moitzi Dibu Huksil. Mechab says that. The Amos says you can tell the sons, but not the daughters, but it's the Sukkot of Kaddish. They tell us over here. So how do we go around the Ram calls and have signs and have the Sugya of Levaya over here? So there are two ways of answering it. One is Kamlum Shlomo Zalman and Oshtomach that the Aloch is a Mutter Bermizo L'Ta'elis. The words of Levaya, the Goyim say someone dead or died. We say Levaya. When the Rebbe comes to town, the Pope signs being Malav the Rebbe, right? The Losh Levaya is Malav of people. It's a Remizo B'etzem. It's not saying a person passed away. We know what it means, but it has different connotations and understandings. So Remiza, but to Ellis, the mice is mutter. One teretz. Other ones say this covered in nifter. That's why you have a het over here. That's one sugya, why you spill out water. A second reason among the Rishonim, the Urchas Chaim, the Kolboy, mitzad, when the Malach HaMavos comes and kills somebody, he puts some tipas dam inside the water that's in the shkun over here. And therefore, drink from the water in the sakana. A second reason, therefore, we have water in front of us, sakana. What do? You spill it out. So, two reasons why I spill out the water. One mitzad, moitzi buksil. One mitzad, sakana. You pick up the water, you say, shakal niyemet varoi. Someone tells you there's a mace in the shkuna. What do you go do? Says the Mishnah Berurah. A mace, what do you go do? A shal brachal batolo. Drink a little bit, and the rest spill out. Why should a mitzvah lo yidei davara? Roshamik speaks out, does not mean that if you know there's a mace, lechatchila can make the bracha. It means once you already made the bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. To make the bracha, you're a shaita. That far we don't take it. They point out, what do you mean? To say, Baruch Shem Kvoy Malach Tzoy Lelom Vod. Elamai, it's not a real tikkun. It's a nice thing to go do. But it's better for a person to go drink it. That's one case in the Mishnah Berurah. A second case, he said, let's say a person made a bracha, someone tells him it's mat kufa. A man of Sakon over here. Again, the loch is, says Mishbua, to wait till the tkuva passes. Even when the tkuva passes, Shalom Lachroinim may be still by Yav Sakono. So he brings down the Hilchas Pesach and he brings down over here. Machalik Shabang Lapaiskim was Mayim Tlushim. Maybe there's no Inif Sakono. So wait till his man passes and drink it. But then let's give you the Eitzah Baruch Shem. That means, again, he said to drink a little bit and the rest not to drink. Make it maybe a little bit more practical. These cases that negate us. Voz has two other cases over here. First is Fleishik's. He picks up his milk like a chocolate, makes a bracha shahakal. Then someone says, you're Fleishik's. It happened mamish last night in my house. What do you go do? Every time I learn the circuit, it happens. What do you do in that situation? Do you eat a little of the chocolate? Well, it depends. Do you have das in everything over here? Is it lefonov? What's the eitzes over here? So avada, if you had das and other things, make it something else. If it's lefonov, also, according to Mishnah Berurah, be the same thing, eat something else. In other cases, shakal. Person picks up chocolate, owned by the neighbors. There's nothing else in front of them. They make a shakal, they're eating milk over here. What to go do?
An hour
past. Oh, it's coming that and that's if we want to be clear. Look, there are really four sheets over here. Why? Can you learn the loch and simpe test? Negate a shei shois. The way of the Ashkenaz Paskins, that once you bench, you can eat milk right away. Once you bench, eat milks right away. The says Ramah, the minig is an hour. And v'nochen lasis shei shois. Now the question is, how far do you take this halacha to get to the sugya of brachah v'atolah? There's a question behind Kanievsky. He says, even before 6 hours, you cannot make, eat the chocolate. That once you wait 6 hours, you have a bayam to sugiv neder. Minigisol toru, a bayam and neder, don't eat anything. Avos says, no, within 6 hours of mice, you can't eat the chocolate. But he says, it has to be after 4 hours. Where do you get 4 hours from? Because the prechodesh shito, that we got to shows manius, and therefore a certain time, 6 hours really 4 hours. But all this from come along, the of Strombach, he come along and he wants a paskin. The loch is after 1 hour. Why after 1 hour? Because we paskin 1 hour. Most from say even within 1 hour, most from go, come along of Liashiv and he says, you'll be also passed away, which is a chiddush. He says a loch is within 1 hour eating chocolate. Once you benched, if you didn't bench, that's the Medina the Gemara, that's ulcer. Don't eat it. But most women say, once you benched over here, then we took on chumras al minig, or al salocha of anhoga toiva nochel lasois. We did not take on this minig when nechshas brachel vatolo. And therefore, shach is not Medina. No, it's not Medina. That's not, no. So we still have the loch over here. That mitzad the minig shavoyim, not mitzad halacha. Mitzad halacha, we paskin knuach v'adoch. That's toisvus already. That's how more paskins, and therefore most of them say you pick up chocolate after you bench. Now before you benched, the question: what to go do? Do you do knuach v'adoch? Pashu the bayah. That's halacha. That's a problem. But the ma'aseh, once you bench, most of them say this idea of this tikkun is not a full tikkun, and therefore eat the chocolate a mashu. Now once you eat milk, can you be mamshich? There's a buchacho. It says, once you eat milk, continue eating milk. Mice also from do not go this way. They say, Mishoichel shum, oichel oid shum. Once your breath stinks, don't keep eating garlic. So mice said, the loch is we don't do that. We eat the chocolate and put it down, and we stop. Another Kim Tur Vaza speaks out. Person makes a bracha on food. The guy says it was underneath the bed. The loch in your day is Simkuta Zayin Sefei. Shulchan Aruch brings down. The food underneath the bed is a Bayam Tzal Sugiv Sakono. You can't eat it. What to go do in that case? So the question, Ashela b'di Evid, what to go do? The machlokes over there, the goyin, Chokh Bas'odim, the Shvas Yaakov, says to Avosner, Yabaya brach l'atolo. He says, therefore, if you can do wash it off 3 times, there's an eight over there, wash it off 3 times, wash it off 3 times, you can't, he said, Echanami, eat it. Af brach l'atolo. Eat a little bit, and the rest. First, should be machmoran. So again, so even though we have this yisrid over here, the Mishmur has 2 kimtas, well, there are 2 other kimtas, this yisrid baruch shem is not the optimum. It's when you left the yisrid, you can't do anything, they say baruch shem. Therefore, the person can speak out. You have to say baruch shem right away or not. So min chasitzcha has a tshuva, the Chacham Bas Odom really bets him, says that way, say baruch shem miyad. Moshe points out, it's not really misaki anything. It's just fakert, he says. Sometimes, prayer says right away, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, baruch shem, and he realizes, fakert, I should not say baruch shem, and now a bayav, a hefzik from the bracha, what I ate over here, then he's really stuck. So Moshe says, when you say, about to say baruch shem, wait, give yourself a couple of seconds, think about, is it really this shita, that shita, is it really hefzik, not, what to go do, maybe you should eat it first, and then say baruch shem. A raya, Yaakov Netsky says, that's not a real tikkun over here. He says, we have this kolom all over, sav brach slagel. Why? Just make the bracha and say baruch shem. We don't give this eitzah. Elamai, this idea of baruch shem is only a quasi tikkun over here, not a real tikkun. Therefore, in the Gerita Tefillin, they speak out also that everyone knows going to cheat, only makes 1 bracha. Newest people, Maisa Alpi the Ramon, Maisa make 2 brachas, and they point out what we say baruch shem, same monoshak, what's going on over here? Why saying baruch shem for? If it's a bracha batala. Elamai, we make a paskin, they say, Betzim is 2 brachas. There's a mile say baruch shem in case maybe there's an Indian over here, the other shita. But we at some paskim there are 2 brachas over here. Simon Rei Zayin, the sugya of Bar Nefashis. Well, we spoke that last couple already by the water fountain. Fine. A similar time, sugya bar nefashis. So comes out, we have a sugya daf emdalit. There are different shitas when to say bar nefashis. Rabbeinu, whether it's Rav or Rabbi Rashi Tosfos, he says we do not say bar nefashis on Irakis. Rabbeinu Yitzchok says we do not say bar nefashis on Mayim. Rav Papa says we even say bar nefashis on Mayim. The Shulchan Aruch says we say bar nefashis, and Mishavua says we paskin even on Mayim. We say bar nefashis even on Mayim. Come on, Rav Ashi says, when I remembered, I would say bar nefashis. Very interesting lush in the Gemara. affect the shalomisha, affect that flaw. When I remembered, do you have to say it? Don't have to say it. So there are those who want taina, there's a Rashi in Paris Agodol, the Barnefoshes is only Rishus. The Ritva on Daf Lamed Hei says it's clear from the Gemara, they're from Avashi, Lechura. That's only Rishus. Once it's a Rishus over here, the question is what do you mean? What was the case of Avashi becoming a Klolius, what Mayim? But there's a Chiddush from the Chazanish. He wants Mechal between the Locha of water with other Mashkin. Kiduah, the Machloik is among the Paiskim. When you drink liquid, what is the shear? Is the shear that the liquid within Kedai Achilas Pras, within 3-4 minutes? Or does it have to be bavas achas, one or two gulps? The locha the mishmur paskin to be choish lechatchila to drink the liquid, the shear of revius within two gulps. Kamul the chaznish, the ma'ase he says when he was drinking milk, he said we paskin the locha is kedai achilas pras, therefore 3-4 minutes. Ma'ashenkin was drinking water, since water is only with shos. Therefore, he had it in two gulps to make a bracha. He had it more that would not make a bracha. Why is that the sugya of Rishus over here? That means that water, he took on the concept, and the only time we'll make a bracha achrona on water, when he had it one gulp, other times, other mashkins, the case of milk, he would myself make a bracha on teichilas pras. Now, what is nichal get of water? Says the chaznish, tea. Tila maisi, he wouldn't make a bracha on the stipler, unless he had it in one gulp. The stipler also, in the case of seltzer, he would not make a bracha unless he had in one shot over here. Because he held it as a bayam tzad sugya mayim, it's only nichla sugya v'shos, he wouldn't make a bracha. The ma'aseh seems to be placed on the page, lo shemana v'lo yinidav gazeh, to v'shos v'mesav the sheet over here. We don't see it anywhere on the page. True, there might be a ritva and a rashi, or a chaznish, but on the page we leave it off as like all other brachas, sechiyah mamish over here. Now, negerta, how to make the bracha? Look at that flaw. Shalom Eishim, great question. Interesting lashon from Rashi. Now, when a person makes a bracha achorina, until now we're discussing my bracha shoyna. When you make the bracha on the thing it's holding your hand, you have to dasten everything. When you make a bracha achorina, you have to dasten everything. That means he ate chocolate, then 10 minutes later he had soda, and he had dasen and focus on the soda. 2 hours ago he saw the meal. 2 hours later he finished off the meal, and he makes a bracha focus. Does he have to dasten everything? So it's a shalom among the achrona. The pigonim meisim wants a tiny yesh lechalik. By bracha rishona, you have to have a chal in something. You have to have das in something. Mashengi bracha achrona. There's a chiyuv for you to make bracha achrona. Chiyuv a bracha achrona. So it's chal on everything, whether you have das or not. Whatever you ate, the bracha achrona is chal upon that. Now to have das against that, don't get to know machloikis to be prichodosh to a shor. Maybe you have das lehepoch. A separate question. But if you have said the prim godim, the loch is you have stam das. It goes in everything. Again, Ben Ishchai maybe argues, but that's how the ikkun of Paiskim go, like the Pirmin Godim. Now, the gate to the Nusach of the Bracha of Bar Nefashis, it's very clear there are a couple of questions, or 4 different questions over here in the gate to the Nusach. The way how the Mishibur and the Aruch HaShulchan come for the Pirmin Godim, do we say V'chesrei Non or V'chesrei Nom, the Mem Sofit? Come to the Mishibur and say, we say a Mem Sofit. Why? So the Pirmin Godim, because we're damning Loshna Kodesh, not Loshna Ramis. The Maisa, as far as they know, the Minig Olam is not that way. The Minig is the Maisa is like the Taz and the Magavrom and the Goyin. We say with the Nun Sofit, the Chesrei Non. The Goyin says the Chesrei Non. As far as I know. The second question over here is, do you say Shabarasa or Shabara? The words of the Magavrom is Shabarasa. The words of the Goyin Levosh is Shabara. The Shabara is very simple. Nara Na Pashto. Maisa, I think the Olam says Shabarasa. We say Borchei Olamim, Borchei Olamim. What?
Bohem.
So that's the same thing as Chesreinom, Chesreinom. That's the same thing.
Sida is not.
Sida is Chesreinom, Bohem. Shartzian says the same thing. Alright, the third thing is you say Borchei Olamim, Borchei Olamim. Maisa, Mishmua, comes from Mogavam, they're going to say Borchei Olamim. Mash Enkin, the Bnei Svarid, and even certain Bnei Ashkenaz say Borchei Olamim. The Kitzer and the Yavits. When I was learning the Sugya with the Chavrusa, so he told me, he says, Baruch Chai Olamim. So I told the Maisa to follow like the Mishabura, Magavram, and switch to Baruch Chai. He said, the Maisa have a Yavitz, have a Kitzer. So I told me, Iskra Berkowitz. He went to a Berkowitz, and Bnei Ashkenaz says, Baruch Chai Olamim. Therefore, he said to switch. He told me, even though that's what taking until now, Baruch Chai, he said, it took him a long time to switch. It's not natural that way. And he should switch and say, Baruch Chai Olamim for the Bnei Ashkenaz. I don't think they may swear that way, but Bnei Ashkenaz. The fourth thing to get to Nusach is the Chesima over here. That means seems to be a Machlokes Bavli versus Yishalmi. Yishalmi says Baruch Atah Hashem and say Chaya Olamim, and therefore that's the Maaseh the Rosh, the Torah, they pass this way, the Goyim goes this way. Atah Hashem, the Bavli does not bring down the Chesima, and therefore should not say anything. That means we make a Ke'im Pshara. We do not do like the Bavli or the Yishalmi. According to the Bavli, you say nothing. According to the Yishalmi, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Chaya Olamim. Maaseh, we say Baruch Chaya Olamim, like in between, like nobody over here. So first, they have 2 points over here. Number one, they speak out. The Lachur, we have a klal, Stavah Brachas Lachol. So why in the world is the going passing a Lachol Maiso, say Baruch Atah Hashem? Stavah Brachas Lachol. Why is he doing that for? So Achorim speak out, Sliyaz and Shuvah speaks out. Because here you can't say that. On the tzad that you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem is a chelik of the bracha, if you don't say that, the Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning is a bracha of Atolo. Because you have two brachas over here. So you have to have a psak over here. You can't say a klal of some brachas lachol. You can't do that. You have to paskin over here. If you don't paskin, according to the goyin, it comes out Baruch Atah Hashem lekinim melech olam was a bracha of Atolo. Therefore, the goyin paskin say Baruch Atah Hashem, and the Ari Yechidim will follow the minhag of the goyin over here. Maaseh Mishmua says to say Baruch Atah Olamim without Baruch Atah, without Atah Hashem. In fact, the people got him. Why is not Nichol getting a Mashanah Mabesh Tov HaChachomim? Maisa, the Bavli says nothing. Yishami says, say Baruch Atah Hashem. You come along and make up your own Nusach over here. So the Pim Gonim says that to say Mashanah Mabeah is negate when you say Atah Hashem. To add the words here and there, it's not Nichol getting a Mashanah Mabeah. I'm not clear why that's so, but the Sophists are not Nichol getting a Mashanah Mabeah over here. Therefore, the Anhogi is, we say Baruch Chaya Ilamin. Now, in the gate of the bracha, just titrons what it means over here. The first half of the bracha, born the foshes, rabbis, v'chesroi non, said Toshis, we're thanking Kosh Baruch Hu for our hechrechim, our necessities, for bread and wood over here. Masha Inki, in the second half, we say, Alkom Masha Baroso, lachiyot bem nefesh kol choi, baruchay olamim, we're thanking for our luxuries. Says the Toshis, for tapuchim, for apples, that's a luxury. Or the words of Meshavrua, Paris over here. That's our luxuries over here. That's what we're thanking for. We're thanking for both Chalakim over here. Say necessities, bread and water. Say Paris over here. Simon Reish Chavav, that's not Taisus. Simon Reish Chavav, the reason why I put in over here is the Suga Bechas Ilonis, is that it's in the our Suga of Ketzim of Archim. I did not know where exactly to go put it. It's one short sif, and I thought, how much can you say already on Rech Zilonis? On the page is not much over here. That's what I thought. Maisa, I jokingly told a person, you should write a sefer on the sif over here. Maisa, I see there's a couple of svarim on this sif over here. Some are small, some large. If you want, there's a sefer. Maisa Chemad, 350 pages on this one sif over here, or Rech Zilonis. So instead of going through it, let the Olam go through the safe over there, see all the raids, then we give out some pages over here. That's the nice Birch Zilonis of Lav Raid. Just to get practically, it seems that it's all people are very makbid to go do it. Which everyone knows, Chaim Kanievsky, on the way back from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he stops off from the shul and he makes a Birch Zilonis, and it's very enforceable over here. In America, for some odd reason, it's coming more and more that people are doing it, but people seem to be very lax about doing a mitzvah over here, where there are parrots, there are trees around that do bloom, and they should make the bracha. And the Maaseh Zechiv, say a man, say a woman, say a chinuch over here.
You don't
in England, I know it goes on England over here. In New York, it's not hard to find in New York. It's very easy to go find.
It's not always there. It's not always
again, I don't know what goes on in England, but in America, in the United States. It's very easy to go to. And therefore, it's something that a person should do. It's a mitzvah. You go make a brach over here. Fine, Ben Hashem, I want to say, it will be Mamshech, Tzim Reish Ches, Sif Alf, Thu, Sif Hei.
Is that